Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me to Judges 19, please. Let me show you some other areas the way this works. Judges 19. When people talk about accidents. So-and-so, a drunk driver, ran a red light at an intersection and hit a Christian family, and they call it an accident. That's pretty precise timing to be at exactly that spot at that time. Are you with me?
Yes.
So is it really an accident or a setup? You think about timing. I mean, we fly, and once in a while you hear about a mid-air collision. The sky is a big place.
Yes.
It's really big. And for two airplanes, as fast as they move, to be exactly at the same place at the same time, don't sound like an accident. You understand what I'm saying? The Bible says we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. One said his schemes. Another translation said his plans. If he's the destroyer, then what's he always doing? Scheming, planning, trying to set up for destruction, stealing, killing, and he's always trying to set things up. But in order for it to work, you have to cooperate with his timetable. You have to show up at the appointed time and the appointed place. Elsewise, you miss it. Did you know you could miss the devil's perfect will? Did you know you could completely miss the will of the devil? You just completely miss his will. And just keep missing it. Instead of being at the wrong place, at the wrong time, you're at the right place. At the right time. Judges 19. Said out loud, we are not ignorant of the devil's plans and schemes. The Holy Spirit shows us things to come. Isn't that part of his ministry?
Yes.
Judges. Have you found it?
Yes.
Judges 19. Judges 19 verse 1. It came to pass in those days when there was no king in Israel, there was a certain Levite sojourning on the side of Mount Ephraim who took to him a concubine out of Bethlehem, Judah. And his concubine played the whore against him. That's Old Testament for modern thing of having an affair. And went away from him unto her father's house, to Bethlehem, Judah, and was there 4 whole months. Her husband arose and went after her to speak friendly to her and to bring her again, having his servant with him and a couple of asses. And she brought him to her father's house. And when the father of the damsel saw him, he rejoiced to meet him. And his father-in-law, the damsel's father, retained him. Everybody say retained him. Retained him. One translation says his father prevailed upon him to stay. Now, why would you hear language like that, prevailed upon him? He must have wanted to go. He must have wanted to go, but his father-in-law retained him, prevailed upon him, and he abode with him how long?
3 days.
When he wanted to leave, first day. But he stayed. And he stayed another day, and he stayed another day. And the following verses tell you why he stayed and what's going on. He ate, he drank, and lodged there. It came to pass on the 4th day, they arose early in the morning. Now, the first day, he wanted to go, obviously, but his father-in-law prevailed upon him and retained him. So he's been there an additional 3 days, and he gets up early the fourth morning, and he rose up to depart. And the damsel's father said to the son-in-law, comfort your heart with a morsel of bread, and afterward go your way. He's ready to go. What's he say? No, come on in here and sit down and eat. And so they sat down, and they'd eat and drink, both of them together. The damsel's father had said to the man, well, be content, you know, just spend the night. Tarry all night and let your heart be merry. This has happened day after day after day. Yeah. No, we're going to go. No, don't go right now. Just wait. Why? Wait. Well, eat breakfast before you go. Don't leave on an empty stomach. So they did. Well, let's sit down. Talk, you know, you're full. Let your food digest. And sit here and rest some. Well, it's almost lunchtime. Ain't no need leaving now. I mean, you just have to stop somewhere for lunch. Let's just eat lunch. I'm sleepy. Are you? But you don't want to leave all sleepy like this. Let's take a nap. And then you get up and you'll feel good and you'll be ready to go. And well, it's late in the day now. I mean, do you want to start on your trip this late in the day? Besides that, you know, we got some fresh steak. This happened day after day, and they kept pushing it off and delaying and pushing it off and delaying. Now, let me ask you a question. If the Lord deals with you, go now. And you don't go. Are you with me now? If he deals with you, go now. But you put it off a half a day and another day and another day, and he dealt with you, go 2 days ago. Are you in the secret place of the Most High now?
No.
No, you're not. How do you dwell in Him? By keeping His commandments. So now, they tarried till the afternoon, did eat both of them. And when the man got up to depart, he and his concubine and his servant, his father-in-law, the damsel's father, said to him, look, you know, the day's drawing toward evening. He's done this 3 days in a row already. I pray you tarry out. Just spend the night. Just spend the night. Behold, the day grows to an end. Lodge here that your heart may be merry. And tomorrow you can get up real early and go on your way. Well, they've told him this the last 4 days now. Verse 10, but the man would not tarry that night, and he rose up and departed and came over against Jebus, which is Jerusalem, and there within the two asses, and without reading the whole thing, it was very wicked people in this town. And they stayed in this city that they had no reason to stay in. They don't live there. They don't know people there. You know why they stayed there that night? Because they left too late. And if they'd left early in the morning, they'd went right through that town, not even slowed down. They're at a city. They got no reason to be there. And wicked men came and surrounded the house and said, bring out that visitor we saw come in, and we want to have sex with him. And the man pleaded with them, and they wound up getting the man's concubine and abused her all night. And she died from it. Terrible. Tragedy. But let's back up. What if they hadn't spent the night there? What if they hadn't even slowed down? They wouldn't have needed to stop. They wouldn't have felt like it was late if they hadn't have got off so late. Now, people don't like to think about this. They don't like to feel like that this responsibility is on us. But it is. I said it is. Again and again and again, bad things happen to good people when they are at the wrong place, at the wrong time. And what happened is they didn't keep his commandments, they didn't do what he directed them to do, and now they're outside of the protective power. And they get in trouble. Look at a contrast. Go to Genesis real quick. Genesis 24. Genesis 24 is the story of Abraham's servant that he sent to find a wife for his son, Isaac. Genesis 24, and you know the story that He came out there and to the well and prayed to the Lord. Lord, prosper me. Help me with this thing. And Rebecca came and showed up and was pretty and volunteered to water all of his livestock, which was just beyond the call of duty. And then found out who she was, and they're so excited, and they got to the house, and he gave them gifts. And verse 54, they ate and drank, and the men that were with him, they tarried all night, and they rose up in the morning, and he said, send me away to my master. Has he got a sense of urgency about him? He said, now let me go. And her brother and her mother said, well, let the damsel stay with us a few days. The margin says a full year or 10 months. Or at the least 10. After that, she shall go. Verse 56, what did he say? What did he say? This is one of Abraham's right-hand men. He's been brought up under Abraham. He's been trained by Abraham. When the Lord says, get up in the morning and take your son up on the mount, you know what Abraham does? He's first thing up in the morning and gone. Are you with me? So what does the servant say? Hinder me not. Did you hear that? Everybody say that out loud. Hinder me not. Don't hold me up. Why? The Lord has prospered my way. Can you hear this? What's he saying? No, no. I'm in the plan of God. I'm in the will of God. God's moving for me. Don't mess me up now. I'm right on schedule. I know I am. I'm right on time. I'm where I'm supposed to be. But now it's time to leave. He answered my prayer. Here's the young lady. I got to go. Don't hold me up. If you want to live under the protection of God, you have to think like that. Where am I supposed to be now? Where am I supposed to be then? What am I supposed to be? Not just whatever crosses my mind. Not just what anybody else comes along and wants you to do. Even good people, even Christian people, ministers. Well, if it's a church service, I don't care if the Lord dealt with you to do something else, then you do something else. Well, but I want to go. Don't be led by I want to go.
Amen.
We've already planned it. So, do you want to live under the protection of the Almighty? How are you going to dwell there? How are you going to live there? How are you going to stay there? You've got to keep His commandments.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Good Timing, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1204I. That's R-1204I, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.